Тогда продолжаем. Андреас Шейнберн, глава представительства Hermès в России. Пожалуйста.
Добрый день. Я говорю чуть-чуть на русском языке, а я думаю, это будет лучше для вас, чтобы для меня, если я тоже говорю на английском языке. I'm very happy that I got this invitation to this round table. Yeah, the main issue as I got is to share the experience what we have as a trade credit insurance company like Hermès. As Dr. Janus mentioned, we have as a private trade credit insurance company a lot of experience on the private part of our business, and of course we are very well known and the biggest experience worldwide. As the State Export Credit Agency. I'm here the representative of the private part of this credit insurance business, and I'm here for around 3.25 year in Moscow leading this representative office. I will talk in this round about some reasons from our point of view for trade credit insurance in total, but also, of course, for export trade credit insurance. Concerning the really difficult situation, I will not only talk about our normal approach to assess the creditworthiness of companies, I will also make some points how we are reacting in this really difficult situation in this moment. Some words to the challenges what we are facing here in Russia, and of course after some words to benefits from export credit insurance, also a little introduction to Hermès as a private company. To the some reasons, I think you are well informed, and I think in this round I have not to stick too intensive to this point. What I sometimes facing is that if experts are talking about financing, they are in the first line looking on the financing coming from banks. If we are looking on the balance sheet, then we are facing that around a third part of the sum of the balance is inside the open receivables, or represented by open receivables on both sides. This is on the active side, but also on the liability side. In Russia we have from 2007 the figure that around 292 billion euro is the current amount of the open receivables. And there was an increase in the last years for every year, and with this increase of the open receivables we are also seeing that the risk is increasing. And especially concerning the more and more restrictive reaction of the financial institutions, we are facing also an increase of demands to get financing from the suppliers. We are facing this, as also Mr. Dr. Janus mentioned, that the request to increase the payment terms, which should be insured, is coming in more and more, and of course we are also facing more and more overdue notifications. What is a sign that this possibility will to get some finance, in this case from the supplier, is increasing more and more in this really difficult time. And of course, as also Dr. Janus mentioned, is a risk is increasing. Last month, or this month, we heard from the bankruptcy of Woolworth. We are facing now an increasing risk from a lot of other companies. As you heard, the car producer, especially in America, but not only there, are facing a dramatic decrease of sales. And they are asking now for support from the government, and we really hope that they could solve the problem, because if we would face their bankruptcy, that would have a dramatic influence, impact on our our activities as well. Until now, here in Russia, we have the situation that we are not facing so a lot of claims. This could be possible for next year, but for this year, fortunately, all the measurements taken from the government, but also from the companies, were until now successful. And we really hope that they could continue on this successful way. And we are also facing more and more that the banks are looking for other collaterals as they have in their books. And so also trade credit insurance would be a possibility to increase the security for the given loans. Unfortunately, we are facing here in Russia a problem that concerning the civil code, it is impossible to give an credit insurance and indemnification to a third party. So on this point, maybe there could be done something also here in Russia. But nevertheless, also if there is no strong possibility to take this as a security, to put these indemnification, the possible indemnification to a third party like a bank. Nevertheless, the risk for a bank would be lower to say to their clients, their companies, that they should use this instrument, trade credit insurance. How we are doing normally our business? Euromis is in this moment in 43 countries with representatives, with offices. And this is also a part of our risk business model, what we are doing and using. We are saying we should prepare these credit assessments in this country where the company, the risk, what should be insured, is located. So that's why we developed this big network, and until now, as I said, we are in 53 countries with our offices, and this is a big strange, of course, at first for our clients, but make also for us it possible to deal with these risks what we are facing now in this global world. We have, of course, a lot of quality standards, among others, I would say, because this is really often a question, how fast you are with your credit decisions. And we have, depending on the countries, the standard that, for instance, for Russia, we should answer on a credit limit request in 4 days for 70% of all incoming limit requests. We are in this moment nearby also, that's why, because we are facing a big increase of limit requests for such business. For other countries, we are able to provide a limit decision in around 2 days for more than 82% of all incoming limit requests. It means we are really fast, we are really professional on this, but nevertheless we try to increase our services. And of course, one of our main principles is not only to look on the balance sheet and on some information. We try also to visit, to come together with these insured risks, to organize buyer visits up to a special threshold, but nevertheless, this is one of our main principles to deal with these really big risks. And to have more or less the same language, we have developed a grading system internal, which will be used all over the world. There's 10 grades. One is the best, 10 is a sign of bankruptcy. And this system will be used also now to deal with this financial crisis what we are facing, to make measures that will help us and our clients to deal successful with this difficult situation. And of course, we have a system that we are permanent monitor all the risk. We are taking a lot of information from the market, from our clients, from the risk, so that we are able at any time to find the best solution, the best decision for the clients and for ourselves. I think the current challenges what we are facing are very well known. That's why only these few words. This sharp slowdown of the major world economies and the worsening of the financial crisis have significantly deteriorated the risk environment. Of course, all over the world, with this reduction of availability to get financing, it will be really difficult for the companies to proceed furthermore with their activities. And of course, we are facing these, what I said, with a bigger demand on payment terms, and extensive payment terms, and of course, also a lot of overdue notification we are getting now. And hopefully, not so intensive, but there are a lot of scenarios for a worldwide recession next year. And we are really expecting an increase of bankruptcies. We have a research department which make it for every country, and it's showing us a lot of difficulties in a lot of countries. So how we are reacting on this? Of course, also we are looking more intensive for fresh financial statements, for fresh information. If we have only older one from 2005 or 2006, this is furthermore not available like it was in the past. We need this news. And there is also a new principle that if we are not getting any information from the companies about their economic situation, then we would stick that this should be maybe negative information, and we are reacting like this. So it's a big challenge also for the companies not to sleep over our requirements that we are sending or trying to get, but they should really use the opportunity to send us as the credit insurance companies the latest financial statement and be able to inform us as good as possible about their current situation, because otherwise we would expect that they are in difficulties. Of course, we are also changing our reaction on negative information like these overdue notification. We are going out faster from this risk if we have no additional information. And of course, we have a special attention of sensitive sectors and countries which will be stipulated by our research department. We also realign our risk portfolio, but we try to do this on a reasonable way. We are looking on all the risk what we have in our portfolio, looking on the grades what they have, and depending on this grade, we react. It means we are staying furthermore also with our credit lines for companies all over the world, including here in Russia. This is from the credit side. From the commercial side, of course, the question is how we should react on these difficult situation. And also, we as a private credit insurance company decided to offer furthermore these instruments. Of course, we have to change our terms and conditions. We react on this, and of course, it will be not such cheap as it was in the past. We have to increase these premium, we have to increase some self-retention, but nevertheless, it is possible to buy these special form of insurance. And of course, now there is an increase of demands to inform, to advise companies, especially small and medium-sized companies, with these instruments, and this we are also doing. On the financial side, we also react, should be normal, I think. We revised our plan for the next years, try to adapt which influence all the current developments will have on our top line, we react to save some expenses to be more successful on the bottom line. But nevertheless, for Russia, I could say we are developing our business and we are interested to develop our business furthermore here in Russia. Yeah, the challenges what we are seeing here in Russia are especially these difficulties to get information from companies. They are really cautious, they are hesitating to provide third parties this information. Need a lot of effort to get this information, and so that's why we have to try to explain why and for what they should do this and which are the benefits. But it's, of course, is also a time, a question of time, and I hope really that especially these difficult times will help us to develop a transparent situation between companies and trade credit insurance companies. I will not talking about only our company. I think this is a principal problem. We need this transparency, and this transparency will be the basis for a good credit decision to get credit lines and to get credits from the suppliers. And this is in this time, I think, really important for the financing system of every company. Yeah, the benefits what they could have using trade or export trade credit insurance, there's not only the insurance, there's also the benefit to use the expertise what our specialists have collected. Hermes is existing there since more than 91 years, and there's a lot of experience collected. Of course, we have to adapt this on every market, we are doing this, but the companies could use this expertise. And of course, they could use our exclusive information, what we have gathered locally, and also monitored, so that this could help them to choose the right partner in Russia or all over the world. This is really important, with whom you could make business based on credits. And of course, on this way we are supporting companies that they are getting a better credit, a positive credit assessment, and getting advice and security for going in new markets and maintain existing clients. But this trade credit insurance is really an important part of every risk management, or should be an important part, because if we are talking about the third part of the balance, then you could have an imagine what it means if you have not a good management of these increasing risks now. Yeah, to Euler Hermes, I think I will not say too much. Of course, we are in the first place insuring trade receivables, domestically and all over the world. But not only this we are doing, we are also doing a debt collection, insuring fidelity. We have a fidelity insurance, and we are making also bonds and guarantees in some countries, not for Russia. In Russia we are only able to offer together with our partner on the Russian market, this is Rosno, these trade credit insurance. In this moment we have in our database around 40 million companies. We are dealing really professional, I think, with 22,000 credit limit requests per day. And as I mentioned, we are answering 80% of these requests in 2 days. The most of them immediately, because we have such an automatic answering system, and if we have checked a company, we could give an answer really immediately via our online system. And these systems are using 56,000 clients worldwide, and the exposure what we have now is around 800 billion euro all over the world. And around 6,000 specialists are dealing with this risk, and Standard & Poor's is assessing this and say that we are doing this on a level that we are getting this rating AA minus. These are, this is my part. Thank you very much for your attention. If there are any questions about that.
Thank you.